If we back up a little bit in the Gospel of Mark, as Jesus set out on his journey toward Jerusalem, he met a rich man. And that rich man asked Jesus, "What do I have to do to inherit eternal life?" And we know how that man went away, right? Sorrowful, for he had many possessions. And then while they were along the road, James and John, two of Jesus' disciples, asked that they might be granted one to sit on his right and one on his left in glory, to which Jesus responds, "You two don't even know what you're asking." And then they continue their journey along the road to Jerusalem and were passing through Jericho. And just on the outskirts, outside the city wall, they pass a beggar. He's really a nobody. He's an embarrassment to everybody. We don't even know his name. We call him Bartimaeus. But Bartimaeus means Bar Timaeus. Bar means son. He's the son of Timaeus. We don't have a name for him. We only keep up with the fact that he is Timaeus' son because it should be an embarrassment to Timaeus that he has this kid who was born blind. As Jesus and the disciples pass and the large crowd follows him, they're leaving Jericho. This man is sitting beside the roadside just outside the city gate on this road that runs uphill from Jericho to Jerusalem. And even though he doesn't have a name, Mark tells us that he knows Jesus' true identity. "Son of David," he shouts. That's a designation for Messiah. "Son of David, have mercy on me," he shouts. And Jesus stops. He's been seen. He's been known. The rich man didn't know who he was. James and John didn't know who he was. But this nobody on the side of the road, he knows who he is. Jesus says, "Call him." And he throws off his cloak and he springs up and he comes to Jesus. Now, this is incredible. The rich man went away sorrowful because he had many possessions. The cloak is the only thing that a beggar owns. That's all they have. He uses it every single day, every minute of that day. Jericho is a desert climate. It is hot during the day, and it is cool at night. That cloak keeps him warm through the night. During the day, he spreads it out on the sand, and it's his seat. And as he works, since he can't see, he listens for the sound of coins plopping down onto that cloak so that he can reach and grab that coin and gather it in. And when Jesus calls him, he throws off everything he has. He leaves it behind. Jesus asks what he wants, and he answers that he wants his sight. But the reality is the blind beggar already sees better than the rest of that crowd and the disciples. "Go your way," Jesus responds. "Your faith has made you well." Having confidence to throw off your cloak when I call you has made you well. And immediately the beggar could see. But here's the interesting thing. He didn't go his way. Instead, he followed the path of Jesus toward Jerusalem and the cross. How would you have responded? Jesus calls you. Would you leave behind your livelihood? Would you leap up and throw off your cloak, all that you have, your comfort? That is the response of faith. The faith that makes us well. Scholar and author N.T. Wright says about this passage, "We all have something, by no means necessarily a physical ailment, but we all have something that we know keeps us from that gets in the way of our being the people we believe God wants us to be and made us to be. We all have something that gets in the way of being the people we believe God wants us to be and made us to be. What's that something? Do you hear Jesus calling you? Will you throw off your cloak and go where he is? Next Saturday, we begin our fourth season of hosting homeless men, women, and children on Saturday evenings throughout the winter. It is outside of all of our comfort zones. We sit down beside our neighbors and eat together. Strangers, sitting down together to carry on polite conversation. But before long, we're getting to know each other, and we laugh together, we share our stories, and we welcome Jesus in our midst. Do you hear Jesus calling you? Will you throw off your cloak and go where he is? In a few weeks, as we celebrate Stewardship Sunday, you'll have the opportunity to make a pledge of work to the work of Jesus accomplished through Farmington Presbyterian. It is outside all of our comfort zones even to talk about it. We sit down. We write our name on a card and wonder how much we should give. What is enough? What will I have to give up? What could I do with that money instead? Yet as we all come together and share our gifts, we realize that we are growing together in faith. Couples, families, friends come to the front of the sanctuary and lift the roof of the little model church, and we welcome Jesus in our midst. Do you hear Jesus calling you? Will you throw off your cloak and go where he is? Or maybe God has called you and gifted you with the ability to write, or to organize, or preach, or with a passion for children, or handicapped, or elderly, or youth, or with a heart for people who are suffering, or for addressing a particular injustice. Do you hear Jesus calling you? Will you throw off your cloak and go where he is? Perhaps you have abilities to share here at Farmington. Whether it's serving as an usher or a greeter or hosting fellowship coffee or singing in the choir or opening and closing the building on Sunday mornings or maybe some other role, Jesus is calling you. Will you throw off your cloak and go where he is? We all have something that we know is getting in the way of our being the people that God wants us to be and made us to be. When we take that leap of faith, when we, like Bartimaeus, jump up and throw off our cloak, we are healed to live life abundantly. And then we have a choice. Jesus says to that healed beggar, "Go your way. Your faith has made you well." And he doesn't. He doesn't do it. He follows Jesus on the way. Now, this is the way from Jericho to Jerusalem. It's not an easy way. It's the way where the Good Samaritan stops because it's full of robbers. It's a dangerous way. And it's a hard way. In 18 miles, the road ascends from 825 feet below sea level to 2,500 feet above sea level. But that's not the hard part of choosing to follow Jesus on the way. When Jesus enters Jerusalem, he will be met by crowds shouting, "Hosanna!" And soon those crowds will be shouting, "Crucify him." Will you choose to follow Jesus on the way, or will you go your own way? Following Jesus on the way leads us to speak out against injustice, to stand up with the oppressed, to take unpopular positions and to sacrifice not just our comfort zone. Following Jesus on the way is stopping someone who is being racist mid-sentence. Following Jesus on the way is grieving with victims of hate crimes and then speaking out against anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, homophobia, and white supremacy. Following Jesus on the way is engaging, walking uphill into the face of the establishment to challenge it with God's kingdom. It is the way that sacrifices being acclaimed with shouts of Hosanna and accepts being shouted, "Crucify him," by the crowd. New Testament scholar and professor Douglas Hare writes, "Because the way along which Bartimaeus follows Jesus is the way to the cross, it seems likely that this restored sight serves as a foil to the continuing blindness of his disciples. They will be able to truly see and follow on the way of humble self-sacrifice only when their eyes have been opened by a miracle, the miracle of resurrection." Friends, Jesus is calling you to him. Will you throw off your cloak and go where he is? And if you do, when you receive your sight, when you see the world as Jesus sees it, will you follow him on the way? Amen.